Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm excited about our guest this half hour because he's a real live small business owner just like you. And he did something pretty cool. He must have done something pretty special because he won a big contest. He's a champion small business owner now because Administaff named him the 2008 Administaff Small Business Big Sweepstakes, big $100,000 sweepstakes. That's right. They gave him a grant for $100,000, and because of what he's accomplished, what he's done. And we're going to get him to tell us about that. John Tomasino, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. And by the way, folks, I misspoke his name. It's Tomatino.
Sommatino.
John, I'm not dyslexic. Why did I reverse the S and the T there? I have no idea why I did that. Sommatino. With a name like Blasingame, John, I try to get other people's names correct. So it's John Sommatino, Sommatino. What's the origin of that name?
It's Italian. So my dad's Italian and my mom's Japanese.
I see. All right. Well, that sounds good. Okay. Tell us the name of your company.
I own a company. It's called Wombo Incorporated. We did trade shows and networking for hotels and convention centers and whatnot.
Right.
And then we split off a retail arm, which is called Laptops Plus. And they retail does computer repair specifically in laptops, and that type of stuff. So we have three stores here in San Diego, California.
Right.
And we do a lot of repairs of laptops, people that break their screens, they drop them, break the DC plugs, whatnot.
Right.
So we fix all those things.
I bet that's a great business to be in because people fall in love with their laptops, and when they break it, they don't want to get a new one. They want it fixed.
Yeah. I mean, doing trade shows.
We get attached to our laptops, don't we?
Very much so. I've been doing trade shows for a long time, and I've always had a laptop since the mid-90s. And so this was an actual thing that I used, laptop repair.
Right.
And I just ended up kind of falling into, this type of the business.
Now, when you do a trade show, what do you provide, internet connection, internet service for trade shows?
Yeah, we provide the WAN connections to the facility, the internet connections. Sometimes they're T1s or DS3, the bigger pipes sometimes.
Right.
But anyway, we provide the internet connections, telephone connections, for convention centers, hotels.
Folks, if you've never done a trade show as an exhibitor, when you show up, there are all these different vendors that you have to deal with. You have to deal with the carpenters, electricians, and not the plumbers, thankfully, but you got a lot of different folks who provide different services. And these days, one of the new additions, John, is I know you're glad to say one of the newest additions over the last several years has been the addition of the vendor that provides internet connection. Because like when we're doing a show, John, we want to show the people that we're there to talk to about the things that we do online, and so we need that internet connection. So good for you. We need what you have.
Yeah, I mean, especially a company such as yours, because you want to be able to show live on the air, and doing canned presentations aren't as good as doing live presentations.
Right. Now, in a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about how you got your company started and what makes you, what gets you excited, what are you frightened about, and all that. We're going to do that in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to talk about this contest. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, and I don't know if you know this, John, but I want to make sure my audience remembers that Administaff, who is the outstanding company that launched the Administaff Small Business Sweepstakes, the big sweepstakes, they're one of my sponsors, one of my outstanding corporate partners, and which we think an awful lot of them. They're really good with small business, really supportive of small business like yours, John. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
what did, tell us what you had to do to win this contest.
Well, actually, what I was doing is I entered their sweepstakes because I was in a position. I'm a small small to medium business. I'm a small business.
How many employees?
I have 15 employees.
Okay.
Spread out over 4 locations. I have a lot of HR type questions and things like mm-hmm. that pop up. If we were all in one location, it'd be a lot easier because they can come to my office and we could talk directly or to somebody right there. But since we're in 3 locations, a lot of times it's done over the phone or people don't do anything about it because, they're just not right there, So anyway, I was doing some research as to, how to handle all these HR type things that are going on so I would not be exposed to risks and be able to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Administaff is one of the companies that I came across. I was doing research on them, going through their website, and there was this sweepstakes. So part of the sweepstakes was you watch like a 7 or 10 minute presentation, answer some questions, which I did, because mm-hmm. I wanted to know about the company.
Right.
And I did the whole thing, answered the questions. I guess I answered them all right because I got entered into the sweepstakes. And then, several months later, I got a phone call, and they said that I was in the top 10, and I wasn't sure what they meant at that point because I wasn't.
But it sounded really good, didn't it?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm top 10. I didn't know what I won, but I was like, okay, great. Never really won anything. And then
now you had not been a customer of Administaff's. Right?
No.
Yeah,
you just
found out about them. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't a customer at that time.
Yeah.
I was just I was actually in the process of changing some personnel within my company, and I wanted to make sure that I was doing things right because I'm getting to the size where it's not just me and a couple guys,
Very smart, very smart.
Yeah, I'm starting to get into be a real company, so to speak.
Well, and one of the things that small business owners are not known for their high degree of professionalism is in the area of human resources.
Right.
We need help with that, don't we?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean,
and so that's what you were looking for. You entered the contest, you found out, and then, lo and behold, you won the darn thing.
Yeah.
$100,000.
I didn't believe it. It was
$100,000.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing.
And so you never have to work the rest of your life, right, John?
I feel like I'm working twice as hard today.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages, folks. The big winner of the Administaff Sweepstakes, John Sommatino. We'll be right back. 20 after.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a god of face. Singing me.
Give me a jacket. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. There's Joe Cocker, that crazy Englishman, to bring us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Let you come in and hang out with us. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. John Sommatino is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Wombo Incorporated, also Wombo Laptops Plus, and he's an entrepreneur from the San Diego area. He's the winner of the Administaff Small Business Sweepstakes. I'm sorry, the Small Business Big $100,000 Sweepstakes by Administaff. They've given you a $100,000 check, didn't they?
Oh yeah,
John. And is that you still have that money, or have you spent it already?
Oh, well, as any small business owner knows, there's a easy come, easy go. But, yeah, definitely a lot of it went to taking care of, loans and whatnot. And
what's that money going to mean to you?
Oh, it's already made a difference in my business. I've been able to invest in my business.
Wait a minute. Whoa, John. You mean you didn't take that money and go buy a new sports car or take a trip around the world or buy a big diamond ring? You put it back in your business?
Yeah, I know. My wife is a little disappointed on that. She thought we
You know,
go on
John,
a trip
I have interviewed I've interviewed small business owners all over the world, and I've asked them, if you had more money right now, either from tax or lower taxes or whatever, what would you do with that money? And 100%, without blinking, without taking a breath, 100% said instantaneously, I'd put it back in my business.
Of course.
It's what we do.
Yes.
Because we love our businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you excited about right now?
Oh, right now, I mean, I in my business, by winning, you know, this large sum of money, I've really, it's opened up a lot of doors for me. So I've really been looking in ways to expand my business and making my business better, being more professional, being able to provide the services not only for, you know, my customers, but also for my employees.
Right.
And that's,
well, now, why do you care about your employees, John?
Hmm?
Why do you care about your employees?
Well, any small business owner knows, and you know, I, as the owner, take care of my employees, and then my employees will take care of my customers.
There
you
go.
If I don't take care of my employees won't take care of my customers.
And your customers won't take care of you.
That's right, and it's a big circle right
there. It's a beautiful circle when it works,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, when it works, it is a beautiful circle, and I've followed that advice for quite a long time. And it does seem to work out. I mean, many years ago, I set up IRA savings plans for my employees. You know, I
good
set
for
up,
you.
I set up health insurance, dental insurance. You
good
know, those
for you,
kinds
John.
Yeah, and you know, and it costs quite
Can
a
I,
bit of money.
I'd like to come to work for you, John.
Well, I actually get lots of people that do want to work for
I
me.
I bet they do. Good companies. Good companies so. Attract good people.
Yes, that's true.
It becomes
true.
I mean, a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about 2008? How's the economy treating you this year?
Well, you know, it's tough out there, but, you know, there's cycles. Just like the circle of customers and employees and owners, the economy has a cycle as well. It was really, really good in the 90s. It was really easy to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
You know, now...
Now you have to earn it, don't you?
Exactly, and the people that have been around remember, you know, what it was like to have to tighten that belt and you know, roll up their sleeves and get the work done. And sometimes there's people who don't remember that kind of stuff or never had to really do it, and fortunately they don't make it. So it kind of is a necessary cleaning, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Let me ask you a question, John. What would you started your business in 96. You got a lot of people out there listening to you right now who are just starting their business. What would you like to say to them? What do you wish someone had said to you in 96 that you would like to say to these people?
That's a really, really good question. One thing that was told to me by an entrepreneurial friend is, you know, you really have to believe in yourself because you are going to be your best salesperson. If you don't believe in whatever product that you have or believe in yourself, you're not going to be able to sell that, because that's really what it comes down to. You have to sell the service, the product, or yourself to, you know, who, you know, to your customers. And, you know, and it sets up a culture for your company, for, you know, all your employees. Try to stay consistent as much as possible throughout the, you know, throughout everything that you do. You know,
and I know you've got I know another thing. I've talked to you off the air, John, enough to know that you've got a real positive and excellent attitude about balance, about making sure that you stay connected with your family and all that. That's important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the most important thing overall. Like you said, I started in 1996. Actually, I started as a consultant prior to that, you know, before I incorporated.
Right.
And I've worked, you know, 14, 18-hour days, you know, week after week. And,
yeah.
You know, and
now it's starting to pay off for you. Congratulations, John Sammartino, the winner of the 2008 Administaff Small Business Big $100,000 Sweepstakes. And there's going to be another one coming up, folks, so you're going to want to pay attention to that. I think you can check that out at administaff.com. Hey, John, give us your website, please.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's www.laptopplusweb. And then once again, that's www.laptopsplusWest.com.
.com.
We have a,
hey, thanks,
have a
John.
Phone number, 888.
I got to wrap it up. They've got to find it on your website. Thanks for being here. Congratulations. Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.